You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Stoke versus Chelsea up next. Stoke are 5-1 to win the game. The draw 3-1 with Chelsea 8-13. Chelsea to win both halves is an enhancement. 11-4 out to 3-1. Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win was 19-2, now 14-1. And if you think Diego Costa is going to score in a Chelsea win, that was 13-10. That's been enhanced to 6-4. Chelsea now 10 points clear and... just for good measure, they knocked Manchester United out of the FA Cup on Monday night, showing no signs, Derek, of relenting, Chelsea. But this is a potential stumbling block for them. Stoke are unbeaten at home in their last four in the league, and Everton and Manchester United have gone to the Britannia in recent weeks and failed to win. Do you give Stoke a sniff here?
They won the 6-1-0 last season, Stoke. They've won it twice in the last three seasons. And in that reverse fixture on New Year's Eve, Chelsea won 4-2. Stoke gave them a real scare. And you remember that game? They looked a real good side, Stoke. And in recent weeks, you know, after that 4-0 defeat by Tottenham, they really got their act together. 2-0 went over Middlesbrough, yeah, no great shakes. But that 0-0 result at City, that was fantastic. And any suspicion that they, you know, they might be doing a West Brom and taking the foot off the gas, well, you know, that knocked that one clean out the water. I still have my doubts about Chelsea. I mean, take Hazard out that team. And seriously, I mean, I'm looking at Diego Costa the last few weeks, and he's looking like a second division striker. Seriously, everything I've said about that man is bearing fruit now. He looks ponderous, he looks one-paced. You look at his recent performances, very, very poor. All in all, Stoke 5-1 in my eyes are a little bit too big. You know, if Chelsea were to win this game, they're not going to take Stoke apart, Chelsea. They're not taking any team apart at the moment, are they, really, to be fair, Chelsea? They're winning because they've got a professional outlook, they're tight, they don't make many mistakes. That's probably what it is. They make fewer mistakes than anybody else. But they're not an outstanding team. They've got an outstanding player in Hazard. The rest, I don't see any that much star quality there. I think Stoke can do a number on them here. And I think, what did you say, 5-1, did you say?
Yeah, 5-1, Derek, yeah.
It's too big.
Chelsea are going to end up winning the league by 15 points and Diego Costa is going to be top goal scorer and someone's going to put a compilation together excerpts from these podcasts for the last 20, 25 weeks and it's going to make a great clip. Tom, ponderous Diego Costa.
Second division striker, Diego Costa. You know, a friend of mine, I was chatting about Chelsea this week with a mate of mine and he said, you know what, Chelsea's season is a lot like the relationship with my girlfriend. And he's significantly better half, I might add. I said, how do you mean? He said, explain it to me. He said, you know, there was a little, you know, at the beginning it was all a little bit muddled and I was plucking up the courage to ask her out and all this stuff. And, you know, I never really sort of got the confidence up and it was a bit of a shaky start. Then there was the honeymoon period where he kind of got agreed for her to go out with him and it was all wonderful and it was, you know, dining out all the time and just this wonderful sort of few months, a bit like Chelsea when they're winning 13, 14 games. I said, well, what's it like now? He says, well, it's like Chelsea is now. He says, it's just about, well, I've got to be careful about what I say, but I haven't named him. But it's effectively like a bit of a rut, and they're just trying to get through every single week.
And they got John Terry.
Well, as soon as he started with this analogy, I started thinking, where are you heading with this one? But the point is probably rings true a little bit, that Chelsea now, they went on that incredible sort of sprint where they were just blitzing everybody and keeping clean sheets. And again, you know, they got themselves ahead. Now it is simply a case of getting over the line. And I know it's a point I've kind of made before, but I do think it affects how Chelsea will go into each and every match. You only have to look at recent results to see that Chelsea have slipped a little bit by their standards. You know, the draw at Burnley, even conceding goals against Swansea, even conceding that late one against West Ham. I know they were never in danger against West Ham, but they still showed that little chink, you know, in terms of conceding, you know, and just letting their foot off the gas a little bit. So I look at this matchup and I look at Stoke. They've scored in the last six home games. They've got no problem scoring goals. They've scored in the last five against Chelsea. And it's five league games without a clean sheet for the league leaders. So it's not going to happen for them this weekend. I can't back against them, though. They're too good. They're far too good a side. And I don't think they'll be... I wouldn't say they won't be troubled by Stoke, because they will. But I think they get it done. And I'll be back in Chelsea and both teams to score at 14-5. For that. I'm looking at 2-1s and 3-1s. That'll be that kind of scoreline for Chelsea.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.